Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a star-studded show for you tonight. Let me read who you will be hearing from on this incredible edition of our show. Very first guest is Yvette Freeman, starring in Dinah Was. And then the incomparable Sally Struthers and Krista Jackson appearing in Always Patsy Cline. And finally, our own John Albright, owner of Fromex, who is the man behind the camera. Our first guest, Yvette Freeman, in town to do Dinah Was. And not only are you starring in Dinah Was, you basically created this show.
Yeah, it came out of doing Ain't Misbehavin'. I was on the road about 14 years ago, 15 years ago, since I lie about my age a lot.
As do I.
And people would tell me that I sounded like Dinah Washington. And I started doing my research and started to write it and found that I couldn't. And came out here to L.A. and found Oliver Goldstick, and he wrote it for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you're privileged, we're privileged to have you bring your show here to Long Beach, to the International City Theater,
yeah.
Opening April 30th through May 23rd. And ICT, we had Shasheen Desai on our show last week, and ICT is doing fabulous work.
It is a fabulous theater. Karen Desai is directing the show, and we're just having so much fun. It's beautiful. It's a three-quarter stage, and we're going to have jazz musicians, five of them, and five other actors. It's a play with music.
And a woman I know you know well, the late, great Nell Carter, was our guest just a year ago when she was in town to do Raisin, and then, tragically, she died shortly thereafter. But you've succeeded Nell in Ain't Misbehavin' on the road.
First National Company. I was the first one of Nell afterwards. And then they came out here to L.A. to do Ain't Misbehavin', and the National Company went to Broadway.
Wow.
And it's the best. And I followed Nell for many years.
Well, for those few of our viewers that may not be familiar with Dinah Washington, give us a synopsis of Dinah.
Well, she was a jazz singer. She was a businesswoman. She did What a Difference a Day Made. She had about 30 albums. She died at age 39. She had a weight problem. That's what also attracted me to her. I had a weight problem, and I've lost 125 pounds.
Well, God bless for that.
Thank you. So, I'll be doing the show a little bit different this time.
Yeah.
But I'm still dealing with the weight problem with her.
So you're going to be belting out some of the Dinah Washington classics.
Oh, I Want to Be Loved. What a Difference a Day Makes. You know, it's just like, it's a beautiful, beautiful show.
And I know once a year the Black Managers Association has a special benefit, and they did last year when Raisin in the Sun was in town, and they're doing it. And if you'd like to support the scholarship fund of the Black Managers Association, that includes a cocktail party, pre-theater dinner, preferred seating at the show, and then a post-show reception, $130. Here's the telephone number to call if you'd like to support the scholarship fund of the Black Managers Association. The telephone number is 562-570-6089. Now, you're famous from television, from theater. You've been in ER for so many years.
Yeah, since the beginning. Did the pilot, did not know it was going to be a series. John Wells, the big-time producer, said to me, if it goes to series, we're going to use you. Well, 11 seasons, because we're already starting on the 11th season right now, later.
Well, I have to admit, I saw that live show that you did, which was sensational.
I didn't do it.
Oh.
I'll tell you, I was doing another series. I was doing two series at the same time. I was doing Working with Fred Savage and ER, and I was doing Working. I got to see that one, and I'm going to tell you something. I would have been so scared to do it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And there were so many mistakes that you guys didn't even see. You didn't even know.
Yeah. Well,
they were fantastic.
The show has got an incredible support, and 11 years is long legs for a TV show.
It's wonderful, and they're going to continue, you know, going on a couple more years.
Give our audience a sense of what it's like being out on the stage and belting out tunes.
First off, you connect to the audience. We're... they participate within the story because we bring them into the nightclub effect. Then you have this wonderful, warm story about this woman, the trap from going from nothing to becoming a star back in the 50s, 60s, a black woman.
Didn't happen much.
No. And it just touched. We've been doing this. We did it, started in 1996 at the Coast Playhouse in L.A. We went to Williamstown, Theater in Massachusetts, been to New York, off-Broadway. I have an Obie Award for it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's just touched the world, and I just love doing it. I'm trying to get another tour of it, so I'm reviving it here.
And Yvette is bringing this show to Long Beach, to International City Theater. You don't want to miss this. And just by the way, we're now in another 20 cities, and we're thrilled to be on Charter Sister Systems in Glendale, Burbank, and in Pasadena, Glendale, Burbank, San Gabriel Valley, and Norwalk. And, you know, you don't have to go to New York or even to L.A. to see fine theater. And International City Theater, and then our next guests from Musical Theater West are doing fabulous work right here in Long Beach.
Right.
So you want to go out and support International City Theater, and I'm looking forward to seeing your show mightily.
Okay. So, I'll sing to you.
Okay, so we have a minute or so left, and final words, whatever you want to say to our
just
audience.
Just support theater. You know, come up with new ideas. Be here, and I'll sing What a Difference a Day Makes. 24 little hours. See?
You got me. You got me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.